Yeah.
All right, y'all. So we are gathered here today for prayer. I'm just joking. This is episode 17 for the Relationship Rapport with Shannon J. And we have a panel today. We have Glow from Conversations with Glow podcast down there. We have our repeated guest up top. Correct.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome back. You're no stranger. We're waiting for Sam, and we have Jay, and we have myself. We've all had experiences with people. Have we all experienced a level of cheating? Me, directly? No. Do I know of some that I've dated who have cheated? Yes. We will basically explain what we think cheating is. And then go into, do we think it's acceptable or not? And then we just go from there, okay? Fair is fair. Ready to
Yeah. Work. Let me know when we're getting ready to go so I can start off why I came up with this show
Please
idea.
Do. Start us off because this is your topic that you've been pushing to do.
Yeah. So the reason why I did this topic is because I wanted everybody to know that all you motherfuckers love talking so much about loyalty and how you're ride or die, blah, blah, blah. Loyal this. Oh, I'll never leave. I'm loyal to a fault. No, you motherfuckers are not. Because the one thing, that the most egregious level of disrespect that someone can give you is cheating on you. That is the highest, one of the highest levels of disrespect, other than putting hands on you. It's cheating on you because they don't respect you. They don't think if you catch them, you'll do anything or you'll leave or that is going to have any type of effect. So how do you people sit here talking about how y'all are so loyal when you will stick around constantly to a motherfucker who is disrespecting you at the highest level? That is not loyalty at all. You people aren't worried about loyalty because the people who are doing it aren't loyal. They're disrespectful, and the people who are staying are dumb. You don't need to stay with someone who is disrespecting you at the highest level.
I guess I was the dummy four times.
Listen, Glow. I don't want to call you any names because you're my people. But you might have done some dumb stuff back in the day. You might have been a dumb move, but it's okay because we learn from our mistakes. But these people that are doing this constantly are a problem. This is not loyalty. This is just not thinking correctly because somebody disrespecting you at the highest level they could disrespect you at. So how are y'all so loyal and worried about loyalty and being with someone when you love cheating and think that there's reasons to cheat? There is no reason for cheating. Kids? No. Disabilities? No. You ain't giving me enough sex? No. Open your fucking mouth and tell the person either fix this or I'm leaving. That's it. You don't have to cheat on the person. Just tell them it's either do this, we need to work on this, let's talk about it, let's go to therapy, let's do this, or I'm done. Because I'm not going to cheat on you because I'm not going to disrespect you because I am a person of character and integrity. That is why we're doing this. I want y'all to know that y'all not as loyal as y'all think you are, and you're not dealing with loyal people, and y'all don't give a fuck about loyalty. Because that's why you let niggas cheat on you constantly over and over and over again. No, this ain't got nothing to do with you. I know you had this problem. But everybody else, you know, like, this is crazy, man. It's fully unexpected. There's nothing that's going to be said on this show from anybody on this panel that's going to make me be like, yeah, you know what, that's a reason to cheat. Because it's not. You could just move the fuck on.
I agree. I don't think it's any reason for you to cheat. But what I got cheated on was because we argued all the time. Oh, my family members was treating him away. It was some dumbass reasons why I got cheated on. And I agree with you. Cheating does not show any type of loyalty. But you want me now. You want me back. But it's not going to happen because I don't trust you. You didn't show me loyalty in the first place when you stepped out and did what you did. So, yeah, I don't think it's any any reason for you to want to cheat on anybody. If they making you that miserable that for you to cheat, then you just need to leave. That's just my opinion.
Plan this up. Now, Sharon, just, I don't want to cut anybody off, but I know Sam is on a limited time constraint. We just wanted to get her opinion in for the first half of the show so she can go on about and be in the club and find somebody to cheat on her later on. Go on, Sam.
It's not even like that. I don't think it's acceptable to cheat at all. Nope, don't. I've been on that end of being cheated on, all because, honestly, I don't even know. You know me and my choice of men. But, he met somebody at work and started to switch up on me and changed everything, turned off his location, which I never even checked it like that anyway, but I just happened to realize, stopped sharing location, or he changed all his passwords to everything. Like, I used to have password to his iPad because I used to, like, go on it, whatever. Changed all of that. He just, I don't know what his issue was. Like, he started picking fights with me, like, about every little thing. And I'm sitting there, dummy me, sitting there trying to make everything work. And it just wasn't working. And the girl he cheated on me with, he ended up moving in with her a week later. And they've been together ever since. And instead of him telling me that, or manning up and saying that he was feeling any type of way that he was feeling, he didn't. I would open up my mouth and tell him. I'm like, listen, I'm not the type of person, I could be miserable or whatever. I'm going to try to make it work because I got love for you. And he just wasn't doing any of that. He just decided he was going to cheat when you could have very well. Communication is like the biggest thing for me. Tell me what it is. There's no reason for you to go outside of our relationship. If you feel like we're not compatible anymore, you have feelings for somebody else, spare me my feelings and tell me, because don't cheat. Like, what is the purpose? Really, what is the purpose? Save me the heartache, save you the heartache. Like,
I want to know, ladies, because it's more y'all than guys on the panel, what is the number one excuse these niggas be using to keep y'all after they cheat? What do they say where y'all be like, yeah, I'm going to give them, and we're taking out kids. Let's say you don't have kids.
Yeah.
So no kids. I want to hear the others.
I'm going to change. I'm not going to do it anymore. You know I love you. I didn't mean to. That's it for me.
I don't know what that is, because no one has ever come out their mouth to apologize for something that I'm not finding out that you've done, and me stick around. But I've never put myself in a position to have to stick around. I think a lot of times people who are in relationships who do cheat are people who are scared of the results of their deed with that person. And a lot of times they are engulfed in that person's life to a point where I live here with this person that I'm cheating on. If I bold face say, hey, this is not working for me, my whole life is interrupted. When I can just take advantage of this space, try to make sure they don't know until I'm sure this next place, which I call a leapfrog situation, is an easy move for me. And if whatever you do, I know I have somewhere to be. Whatever you do, I know I have somewhere to take my shit. But a lot of people who do cheat in a relationship with someone who is loyal to them, it's because they're getting more use out of the relationship than the person that they're cheating on.
All right. Okay.
It's not a harder hit for them if they cheat, but if it was on the other end, it's just like, damn, I've been doing everything for her. Yes, I know this is her place, but once she found somebody else, she told me to get out. It's rare that that happens. Are there women that will be cutthroat and might do that to a man? Possibly. How many?
You know anybody who just recently had that happen to them?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, we just know somebody that just had that happen to them.
But I don't make excuses for cheating.
Yeah. It's rare that a man puts himself in that position, but I think it does happen sometimes. But then again, most men are not going to say, my last girlfriend cheated on me and she put me out. You're just not.
No, she didn't put me out.
You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I want to accept it. There's nothing that you could. I'm not looking for an apology if you cheat. I'm just like, own up to it so I can at least respect that you owned up to it. If that was a thing. But if not, I'm not looking for an apology because it don't matter.
But so even with what Glow said, where it's like, I'm going to change or I'm going to do better or, you know, they didn't mean anything to me. For the ladies, why don't y'all take disrespect at the same level that men do? Or let's put it like this. Why don't y'all consider cheating as disrespectful as some men consider other things? Like,
disrespectful.
I know there's certain things that we most men, if it happens to them, they're like, nah, I'm not coming back. I'm good. Because our ego can't tolerate that. I feel like women with cheating, some of y'all, it's acceptable. Whereas it's like, hey, it happens. You know, I'm this only woman. I know he got this other better women out there or better looking women. You know, he gonna go from time to time. He's a man. When that shouldn't be an excuse, especially West Indians. But that shouldn't be an excuse at all. Yeah, I said what I said.
And I'm not saying that you're wrong, but you're talking about a different generation of West Indian women.
It hasn't traveled to this current generation?
For me, no.
Not you, but some other bumblebots.
All of my brothers are with women in their households to do women-like shit in a household. I'm just like, hey, would it be easier for me to be in this house with a man to do man shit? Yes. Am I going to put up with bullshit that comes with a man to do man shit? No. So I am my mom's only child who is single, doing life, adulting with kids, without feeling like I need to have another counterpart in here giving me bullshit in order to complete it. So, no, I'm not the typical West Indian woman, but yes, most West Indian women, because they like that angst, that tension, that back and forth, they see it as normal. I personally feel that a lot of Caribbean men are womanizing. That's why I don't date them. I think they're cool people. I think they're hard workers. I think they're funny. I think they're a good time. But for a relationship, for me, no. I like orange, but I'm not trying to be in a 9x9 in an orange suit. So I stay away from it. You know what I'm saying?
I used to. Indian men are exciting.
I can't.
They're an exciting bunch.
But
I don't get why people let it rock, man. It's fully, it just doesn't need to be done. There's so many reason why you can just tell somebody, yo, I need to move on and go do my own thing.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? This is not working.
You should, know? But then again, Dungeon, you have to look at what society does when it comes to women. Whenever a relationship doesn't work out with women and a man, they'd be like, that's why you can't keep a man.
Yep.
Who told you that man was worthy of being kept?
Exactly.
Who said that? That's what men are saying?
That's what
other women are saying to y'all.
Society pushes when there's a woman that's doing her own shit and she's single. When was your last relationship? Maybe that's why you can't keep a man. Keeping a man is not a brag if it's chaos and disrespect.
A shitty man.
Right.
Yeah, it's not a brag.
Now, if I was in a great relationship and I fucked it up, then yes, let's have a conversation about why I can't keep a man. But I've never been in a relationship with a man and broke it off because he was too good for me. Never experienced it. Never walked away from something super healthy and had regrets about it. Never.
Other two ladies, because that's considered boring in womanese.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Yeah, well, once you get older, it's not. Once you get older, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Even
Glow,
when
don't be outside, Glow.
Even when I was younger, though,
he was born.
No, I wouldn't walk away from somebody that I want that. I don't want these guys that are for the streets. They don't care about your feelings. They're like, fuck your feelings. I'm gonna do what I want to do, and then I'm gonna come home to you. It doesn't work like that.
The problem is the guys that look the way you want them to look are the ones that do that. That's the
no.
Yes.
I think it's the level women want to bring their feelings, but then they want to bring over a level of masculinity that most guys aren't going to accept. Now, the level of masculinity that most guys are not going to accept, I mean, that's a shift in personality and behavior. So if a woman can't keep a man, then there's been a shift over time in women's behavior and personality that's caused it.
Because there's not a man there that is giving them a reason to mask their masculinity. They're not going to be feminine with somebody who's going to be going out there and do whatever the hell they want, and then expect you to come home. Expect
that's not true.
Like
that's not true. I mean, there's women that are, you know, off bat, they're just, you know, they act like dudes, and so most guys are gonna be like, yeah, fuck this chick. They're not going to deal with it. Like, for me, I'm not going to deal with somebody who's going to try to act more masculine than me.
But I feel like that's a defense mechanism naturally that women do when they don't like a man is like, for me, for instance, a lot of times when I go into my brother's businesses, all his workers don't know who I am. They just see me in there. Sometimes I'm coming from work, I'm dressed up. Sometimes I'm dressed down. Sometimes when I can feel a vibe like somebody's plotting a space to talk to me in a way of, let me see who she is, let me see if I could get her number, I make sure I'm really like off-putting just so you can stay in your place. I make sure I blend in with the boys just so you can stay in your place. I don't want anything that I'm doing to be anything attractive to a man at this moment. Anything that I'm saying, I'm not going to come off very feminine around you to make you possibly like anything that I'm doing at this moment. There are some times where I purposely fart around my brother's friends just to know I'm off limits.
Jesus Christ.
You know what I'm saying?
Animal.
Don't talk
animal.
About that.
And there are times where my brother will intercept tow truck guys dropping off vehicles trying to talk to me on some, what do you need? You know what I'm saying? And it's not to be rude. It's just like, I'll meet you at the door or you could come through, whatever. It's just like parameters. And I think sometimes men might see a woman that's being really masculine and be like, oh, she likes it. It's a challenge. I'm gonna still try to talk to her type shit. But at the same time, I think women have a responsibility to be direct. Hey, thank you for the compliment, but I'm not interested. Next level of how do you show that you're not interested?
I agree.
And a lot of women don't do it, and they feel like, as a man, you are supposed to be this way, when in reality, every man was not raised a certain way to be respectful to women. So they're not going to back down how somebody here would back down. Because they know I don't have to press a woman. I'm good. If she doesn't like me, I take the first sign. Some men need six.
They do.
Some men will be done with the bar, stand outside and wait for your ass to come out.
And even still, after those six times, they're still going to come.
And it's wild.
Yep.
But those are the red flag niggas. Like, y'all should know.
Yep.
Sure. Call the police. Police, call for help. Call your brothers.
Please.
Like, if a man is that obsessed with you and doesn't know you, like, he gonna do some other shit. Now, most of them niggas live in the Bronx, so I totally get it. Like, if you're out there, you know, that's where somebody will leave you in the club and wait for you at your apartment and just walk in behind you and do what they gotta do. But as far as this, the Miss Independent woman that Faisal was talking about, that does start from the door with a lot of women where they're not even waiting to see if the guy is a leader. And that's where the problem is like, nobody wants all that masculine energy just because you got your own car, house, dog, kids, you're divorced and you're doing well for yourself. If a man has this shit together, we don't care to hear all that. And we don't want to keep hearing it. You know what I mean? Like, because if we want to take care of you, as I've said before, like, so why are you doing all this? Oh, I don't need no man, blah, blah. Like, you don't have to keep doing that around men who are qualified to actually lead and take care of you. Well, there's no distinction for some women on where that area is. It's all. Well,
as far as with like women who are single moms or, you know, get Miss Independent, if they're, so they're doing that day in and day out and they meet somebody, they don't know how to make that transition from being a quote unquote a man to falling into their feminine space. They still feel like they need to do that. Now, if that's the case, then you should be alone and not date at all. Because it's just, you know, statistic. I mean, it's a form of tarnishment, you know, because most people, you know, prior to being like a single mother or you know, at some point in their age, they're not going to act like that. I mean, I'm sure at some point they had some sort of femininity to them, but obviously life hits and whatever. But that doesn't mean that men are supposed to take the brunt of it.
I agree. You shouldn't take the brunt of it. But let's say, you meet a woman, you want to talk to her. Visually, she's appealing. Mentally, so far, you think she's appealing. Mm-hmm. And she lets you know, hey, I'm a single mom of one. Mm-hmm. Been single for the like last 6-7 years. I don't like to date. Blah, 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 blah. As a man, if you have experience with a woman who has children, automatically, I would say, okay, she's going to have certain blockers up. Natural, right? Some women are so trained over the years to do it themselves that when a man initiates, have you gotten dinner tonight? No. Let me send you money for dinner. Some women who have been doing it by themselves, it's an unlearning that you have to do to be like, let me allow this man to treat me to dinner.
Yep.
I had it. And some women are not automatically ready. Maybe the more she gets to know you, she'll feel comfortable accepting an advance like that.
That's what I was thinking too, Sham.
I had to unlearn saying no to a man offering money or paying for gas as a gesture. I don't have to be prepared that it's going to be pivoted for something else. Like, if I take this from you, are you going to automatically think I owe you something else? It's not because I want to be managed, be like, no, I got it. It's because I don't know what your perception is if you do this thing for me. Because a lot of times,
appreciation, which women usually lack, because that's all that men who offer you something of that nature. The only thing that they're really wanting from you in return is some sort of respect. And I'm not saying, you know, godly respect. I'm just saying, you know, respect as a man.
Yes.
Or, you know, appreciation, which women do not. They don't see it that way. They see, and the phrase that they give you, well, you wanted to do it. Okay, why did you accept it? If you don't know how to respect something or you don't know how to appreciate something, why are you accepting it?
Correct. My thing is, when that was offered to me and me getting to know a new person, I didn't accept it up front. I said, no, thank you. I got it.
A new person is fine because you don't know where their mentals are. So I get that.
At the time, I learned to accept it.
Also, men are going to start offering that. They'll do the date, maybe, which might get stopped soon. Social media is fucking it up for y'all women because there's so many dumb broads on there that are out there talking about how you must send me money.
We're not
about to be like, yo, who y'all think y'all are? But we're not paying you to see you like this, like, because all that is, as somebody said earlier, it's modern day prostitution. You can't keep telling men you have to spend money to be with me. That is a prostitute. Men know what prostitution is. Men have used prostitutes. I don't know why women are taking on this form of, to be with me, you have to spend money, and think that doesn't equal out to you sounding like a prostitute. Because that's what it sounds like. No man needs to come out of his pocket to see you on a Zoom meeting, to take, like, just to get your phone number or anything. If we're going to take you out, yes, we should pay, especially if we offer that. But stop all this digital panhandling, asking us to pay your phone bills, and asking us to buy you a house or a car or a Birkin just to fucking take you out for dinner. It's the stupidest shit I've ever seen. And there's so many women that are making a living off of posting that shit online, and then there's millions of women following it. This is a setup for disaster. This is why we need a white woman on the show, because I don't know.
Women that's really posting it for real ain't really abiding by what the fuck they're saying for real.
But they're misleading millions of other women. That's the thing. Women that are posting it probably act like that. This is rage bait.
Isn't that the pivoting transition of Miss Independent, because you go from Miss Independent to you owe me this?
I just feel like in America, one thing everybody has for free is audacity.
And I'm telling you, boy.
Here's the thing. I've always said this, and I say this to my friends who are men who are single. If every time you talk to this woman or every other time she has a problem or she's talking about something money related or you spending money, she doesn't like you. Any man talking to a woman and she's talking about, oh, you got to spend $50 for me to even acknowledge this DM, she doesn't like you. You got to pay a bill, she doesn't like you. Because when a woman really likes a man, if you're riding to the next side of town and she could be a passenger in your vehicle while you run errands, she's sitting there, she doesn't give a fuck about what the next destination is.
Well, no, because if a woman, so there's a flip side to that, because even if a woman likes you, what they'll do, women are very secretive, so they pick
and choose.
I've met a lot of women, and I speak from experience, a large majority.
Okay.
A large majority.
Give a percentage. I like percentages.
95%.
Okay. You're sticking with that.
95%. What they'll do is, so the flip side to that is, if even if they do like you, if they want to have something real with you, for example, I'm big, if I'm keeping it real with somebody, I'm very transparent with everything I do.
Okay.
What they'll pick and choose what they want to tell you, what they don't want to tell you. And even if they do tell you the truth, a lot of times it's half the truth. So, I was dating somebody and she was having issues with her car. Mm-hmm. And her car was in the dealership, and for a month, she lives very close to me. For a month, I went out of my way to drop her off at work in the morning just because. So after the first 2 weeks, I'm like, yo, what the fuck's up with your car? Like, are they fucking like your car's a Toyota? It's like a year old. What's going on with it? And she's like, oh, I don't know, something with the transmission. I'm like, it's a Toyota. What could possibly be wrong with the transmission? So I probed her a little bit and came to find out she was late on her payments. She had gotten her car repoed. And I'm like, so you're telling me you want me to help you out with your car? Like, you're basically making up this whole thing about fixing her. I'm like, this makes no sense. Like, and then on top of that, I'm taking time out of my day, taking you to work, and you're not even being 100% transparent with me.
Because that's embarrassing to say that her car got repossessed.
I don't care.
It's about her seeing him as, oh, this is a man I can use because he likes me.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's the same equivalent to me meeting a man and he's being nice, he's being a gentleman, and me being like, well, if you want to talk to me next time, you need to pay for my dinner. Well, bitch, didn't you come here with the intentions of paying for your own dinner before you met me? Women who don't really like a person for real are going to look for easy pockets to use men, whether that's indirectly or not directly. Me personally, if I don't like you, I don't like you. Not like that. Not like how you like me.
Yeah, I'm not about to force myself.
I don't have to be nasty to you. I don't have to be rude to you, but you're going to know when I like you. You're going to know when I want more. I'm not going to stay at your house for a week, leave shit at your house, we just being cool, and then me move my shit in slowly. I'm not going to do that. Some people will do that. Some people will push to see how easy a person is. Some people will be like, yeah, somebody did X, Y, and Z to me. I'm the victim. I'm the victim. And just like you said, tell you half of the story. They're telling you half of the story because that fits for them.
So
a person that will respect you is not going to tell you half of the story. I'm going to tell you the whole thing.
When it comes to women's standards, as far as the whole respect thing, I think a lot of women will, they'll say, well, you know, it wasn't a lack of respect. I was just embarrassed. Doesn't matter how embarrassed you were. If you're asking me, you're basically, I'm helping you. There's no doubt in my mind, this person did not like me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she liked me very much. Jay knows her. I'm pretty sure she liked me very much.
She liked you very much, but she wanted to see how much you would do for her to show how much you actually like her.
No, see, she knew there was very little. I'm not bending backwards for anybody.
Okay.
My patience for that stuff is like that. So she would say, you know, I could borrow my brother's car or whatever. I would be like, no, it's fine. The problem with women now is the honeymoon stage doesn't really exist anymore. I had to actually take a look into it. So there's love and infatuation, and then there's lumerance, which is a false obsession in somebody's head about somebody else that they just met and they're talking to. So, I think with a lot of women, that's be very prominent with how they feel when they first start talking to somebody new, especially somebody who gives them a different type of attention than, you know, the other three guys. They'll be like, you know, that's why you get the love bombing and all that stuff. And then they'll let, you know, once that first month or two is gone, they'll be like, oh, what the fuck? I'm not in love. You know, maybe I liked sleeping with this person, or maybe I was infatuated with the way they looked, but it's a false obsession. I don't know. I think overall, women are deceptive with what they say. And a lot of times they don't even realize what they're doing.
I like that word, deception.
No, I agree. I don't think that women recognize what they do because they do it so much. So it's just like...
It's a norm. It's the same way
as women. It's normal for them. And
I agree with what you're saying, but I disagree with women being aloof to it.
Oh, no, they're not aloof.
No,
they're not aloof at all.
Think about how many women I've spoken to a ton of women who literally one of my first questions, like, are you on and these are women, like, you know, they're from different backgrounds, different careers, you know, well educated. I'm like, you know, I have to actually ask, like, are you on like psych meds or something? Not that there's anything wrong with psych meds, but the level of women that have to see a shrink, that have to, you know, that have to sit there and take Adderall because they can't sit at their job, or that they have to take an antidepressant because, you know, for whatever reason, because they can't find a man. It's a snowball effect. So a woman doesn't want a man, wants to be Miss Independent. When they're Miss Independent, the guy's a douchebag. And then ultimately they go on meds and the cycle starts all over again.
That just sounds to me like I don't like myself. I have to always have myself around somebody, and I don't want to adult, and I want to lean on somebody, and I want to blame them for what's not going on in my life. But when you are a woman who is balanced, who understands a filter system and is accountable for your bullshit, and you know every man is not going to think the sun shines out of your ass, you're going to treat people with respect. The issue is a lot of men are okay with women having a price. And a lot of men some don't have a backbone to say no to women. And yes, if so many women go through so many men, whether they dating them, fucking them, going on dates with them, traveling, and they never get told no, some women are getting to a point to realize that is no longer an abundance. And fuck, I'm actually going to have to do shit for myself. And yes, they do end up on meds.
Well, that's like you know, growing up, like if you were around a group of friends or whatever, if a chick said something about you that was not humiliating but funny, almost as if, you know, the rest of the group was making fun of you, mm-hmm. everyone was laughing or whatever. If you as a man said the same type of thing, like, oh dude, you're fucked up, you're an asshole, you're this, you're that. So men, because of those type of situations, a lot of men won't even put themselves in an uncomfortable situation.
Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. Clearly, you like what comes out of my throat, okay? But there's levels to this, okay? Whether you're listening to She Gets It Pod, We're Right With Shan, So What Page We On Be, Cozy Womb Podcast, The Creator Podcast, or Call Me When You Get Off Podcast, or I feel like I'm missing one, The Real Relationship Rapport, or an oldie, Loud Mouth Stereo with Greg. I appreciate you. You matter. Please subscribe. Please drop a review on any one of those podcasts on your favorite podcast app. I am available even on Amazon Music, okay? I appreciate you, all right? You can find me at Shanby Podden on most social media platforms. You can find me on shanbypodden.com. where it gives you all of the episode, all of the books, all of the access to the links and about me. And you can find me on Bonfire, Shanby Podden Spot, to buy your merch. There's graphics on there. There's hoodies on there. There's sweatshirts. There's bags. There's mugs. I got it all. All right? And I'm keeping y'all in mind because shipping is fucking high. But I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much for checking out my podcast. I do appreciate it. Please let me know what you think. And if you want to contact me at shankencreate@gmail.com. All right, let's get back to this episode.
To set a boundary with a woman. But now that they're not, now that men are setting boundaries and women are, you know. They have to almost take a step back. And then the whole thing about guys being misogynistic, they're not being misogynistic. They're only holding you accountable to what you did.
And one thing that Shan said is two words that a lot of women are struggling with.
Accountability
and disrespect. These are two things that have been said throughout history to women we're going to do a show on this, Shan, is, Are some women really even listening? Because there's two things that men have been shouting out since y'all asked us to be open and start talking and shit. Since y'all want us to be have emotions too and feelings and all that. Since we started doing this, we've also, because men are pretty much damn near the same when it comes to certain things. We all want one thing, respect. And then every man keeps asking, why won't women take accountability? It's two things from us. Not asking for the other stuff, some stuff that falls into place. But the fact that some of y'all can't get this accountability and disrespect thing, like, the way is insane. And before we get into that, because it's going to be a whole other story, I want the woman on the panel, we'll start with Sam, because I know she got a role, to answer this quick question. Top three signs that you know that our man will show you that he's probably cheating on you. Sam, go.
Oh, top three signs. They start an argument about every little thing with you. Every little thing they will start an argument about.
Like what? Give an example of something that's little that we start arguing about.
And
is it so that they can leave the house?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, 100%. Because, for example, my ex used to, I would ask him one question. Did you take out the garbage or something like that? Not like something little like that. We shared responsibilities, but I would ask him that. Then he'd start a whole fight with me about such a small thing, argue with me, scream at me. And I would, at one point, I would just sit there and be like, bro, I can't, like, we had this conversation. I can't do this anymore. He would get so mad. He would storm out of the house. I wouldn't see him. That was it until the next day.
When he stormed out, did he take the garbage out or no?
No.
I'm looking for a bike. Saying you might as well take the garbage out with stone.
Yeah, if you are another sign, you guys are not being as intimate as you used to be anymore. Like that's it. Don't even sleep in the same bed. I'm just telling
you. Well, sleeping in the, come on, that's just a red flag. If we're not sleeping in the same bed and y'all not separated, we know what that is. Like, you definitely, like, men not being as intimate depending on the age could be just, I had a long day at work. I'm tired. Now, if it's constant and it's going weeks in, now, yeah, probably.
I don't know. I've never given those two telltale signs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I said. I don't think that's a real sign of men not being as intimate. There could be a lot of shit while we were not ready to fuck tonight.
Okay, fair enough.
You know what I mean?
I'm just trying to think of, like, my ex not being on, like, any type of electronics in front of me. I'm not the type to go through phones or anything, but, like, if I feel like you're hiding something in your phone, you're hiding something in your phone. And if you're saying to me, let me see your phone. What are you hiding from me? Are you cheating on me? Like, you're cheating on me. I will show you my phone and there's nothing in there. That means you're the one that's cheating. You're reflecting what you're doing onto me.
You know, it's funny. I caught that with women. So I started using my phone more around women. So there's no difference there. But there's an app I downloaded. So, yeah, like, if I go to the bathroom, whatever, I'll always leave my phone out on the table. I don't ever give them my passcode or anything like that. So if they try to actually go through my phone or guess my passcode, it takes a selfie of them.
I feel there's some narcissist in that.
A little bit.
That's just like, yo, why didn't you just ask me?
Full Inspector Gadget phone. That's crazy.
Yeah, I feel like, and like another sign, I'm just saying, like, this is things that I was noticing in my ex. And then another thing is not wanting to go anywhere with me or do anything with me. Like, you just wanted to stay home or you were tired. I would ask him to come and, like, hang out with my friends and stuff like that. He'd be like, no, I'm tired. Or even his friends would be like, oh, like, are you guys going to come? And I would be like,
yeah. Chris Rock said it back in what year was it, Shan? No sex in the champagne room. Ladies, if you have not met any of that man's friends, you are not his girlfriend. I was like, that's a fact. I was like, if we're not introducing you to nobody, you're being hidden. This, I will give one hint. As in, like, a lot of stuff y'all think that we be doing is this, I'm like, men are very simple. They can't focus on more than one woman at a time intimately or emotionally. So the intimate part, yeah, like I said, that could be other stuff. Once they just, like, start not paying you attention, or just literally, like, it don't have to be, you know, going out, sneaking on the phone. Like, most time that's an obvious thing. But, like, if you're just not getting the consistency you once had, he's cheating. It's not even a thing. He's cheating. Because we focus on what we want to focus on. So if all of a sudden we have a routine, I come home, we meet up at 5:30, we do dinner, we watch our show, we get into bed, we do whatever, and Saturdays we're doing this, and then a few months later, that shit just starts slowing down and stopping, I'm cheating.
Yeah,
that's the way to know a man's cheating. He can still be doing everything, but if that consistency stops, it's because the consistency is now going to somebody else.
Our work schedules changed. Like, I would work 9 to 5, and then he used to work the same hours as me. We would come home, I would cook dinner, like, we would have, you know, whatever, we would spend time together, and then all of a sudden, he started working overnights. So when I came home, he was gone. And by the time I woke up in the morning, he was coming home to go to sleep. I'm like,
they're just trying to put food on the table for you. Poor guy.
Or you're trying to put food on the table for a whole other family.
Exactly.
Having brothers, having a womanizing dad, and just watching males at play from a woman's perspective, they take advantage of in-your-face shit, and they take advantage of not-in-your-face shit at all times. Okay?
Yeah.
Turning up a TV in a hotel and telling you that they're there at the bar. Being on the phone upstairs taking while you're downstairs making dinner in the same house. Putting on their work uniform and going to a hotel.
What is some good West Indian cheating? Secrets of the West Indian men.
Introducing the girl who they're fucking while they're married to their friends. So
I've actually seen this.
So you're still under the illusion that I met his friends, so it must be up on the up and up. No, they're all shutting the fuck up.
There's another thing that my ex did. He had one time told me that they were opening another location in Pennsylvania and that he had to take a week off and go to the hotel. I was like, you're lying, bro. I'm not stupid, but okay, go ahead.
The work trip is a bitch in Miami.
First of all, you know if your man qualifies to be going on work trips, and qualifies, you know he's like, but like, you're not smart enough to be going on work trips. Like, you know that type of part. Like, you know if you have a work trip, looking at going on work trips, have a certain type of aura. They talk a certain way. The level of professionalism. If he ain't acting like that, or you know he's not that level of professional, he's not going on a work trip. Because they want to, listen, I'm better than all these niggas on the sales team where we work, and they won't ask me to go because I'm black. Simple as that. But, like, I could go on a work trip, but I know some niggas I've met where I'm like, yo, you have no business being on a work
trip. There's so many things, even down to how they speak on a phone right in front of your face.
Exactly.
You think it's a man on the phone, it's a whole bitch.
You're not professional enough to be going on a work trip.
No, it's just, you could beat their mom.
That right there, Shan, how they talk on the phone.
She don't care. She don't matter his girlfriends, and she treats his wife like a daughter. She don't care. So really, there is no real way to know if the person that you're talking to is cheating. If he's a dog, he's a dog. And a lot of them pacify it with what you said at the beginning. I'm loyal. At least I come back to the same house every night. At least I do family shit with the kids. I cheated on you all week, but Sunday we gonna go to church. It doesn't fucking matter. Some men think they're a man and a good standard of a man because I do all of these things for you in this house and I give you this life, but I don't fucking respect you.
25 or 2020.
Some men, that's what they
December 22nd.
It just doesn't matter. At what if you peep something, are you going to do something different about it? If you're not going to do nothing different about it, please shut up. I never had to live with anybody that I was talking to on purpose because I know I need to be able to get up and move the fuck around if I don't.
Me too. Amen.
I'm not going to put myself in a pigeonhole to deal with your shit. And I want you to be who you are, regardless of where you are. I don't want to have to babysit an adult to respect me. If I have to do that, we're not supposed to be together. I don't want to have to worry about where you said you're going. I'm not going to double check. I'm not putting a tag on your car. I'm not calling who I think you're with to make sure you're around. I'm not doing that.
All of that is just too much extra work. I'm not doing no shit like that either.
Oh, do it in order to maintain the illusion.
About none of that shit. Because if you're doing it, like they say, what's done in the dark is going to come to the light. So do what you do, but watch my shoes. Because motherfucker, when it comes out, I'm the fuck gone. I'm walking.
But there's a lot of people, men included, who have the woman that looks good from head to toe. Who give that woman fucking everything. Who go on trips with her parents. Who meet the whole family. We go on trips. I spend the money. We go to the dinners. We have the fucking dates. And she still cheats because in her mind, the way I look, I should be able to talk to other men that look better than you. But I still want to live this lifestyle that you're giving me. And once that man who's doing everything peeps it and does nothing different, do you think she's going to stop? No. You're not giving her any fucking boundaries. And a lot of males, unfortunately, it doesn't matter how wealthy you are, how in abundance and assets you have, a lot of y'all are talking to a woman who's half your age, looks good, does something for your ego when you walk into a room, does something around the people that you are in business with, and because you don't want nobody in your age range to tell you, I told you so, you shut the fuck up while this girl is playing you and you know it.
So what happens when the girl is looks worse than you and does something behind your back?
It was a narcissist question.
That's on you. She has an illusion in her mind that she's worth it. Maybe it's Maybelline. I don't know.
I think that's a female deception again. It's the meds.
Well, let's talk about that man who's with that woman that has the audacity.
The audacity. Well,
that type of guy walked.
I can't. To me, I feel like in society right now, the man that's with the woman for the looks and what she does for his ego versus the woman that's with that man because she wants the lifestyle and she wants to be able to flaunt her body for prominent other men that might, you know, entertain her, they deserve each other. Because you should know there's an end date on this, and she should know it's an end date on this. Y'all just waiting for who wants to call it quits first.
But then with guys in that some guys in that type of situation, they kind of go out guns blazing. There are other guys who play the silence treatment.
Yeah. Play the silent treatment and
they hold their tongue with whatever they think of saying but don't say it. But then there's other guys that will go guns blazing and they'll be like, okay, that's what you're gonna do. I'm gonna make sure to make this something you remember.
So from my growth, this is about growth. And Shan's known me for over 5 years now. Oh, I could easily read you your rights. Easily. And I would have back in the day. But with, like, as Faisal, you know, my last situation, when some people are so ridiculous that they say what they say, I'm not going to explain things. I'm not going to talk it out with you. I'm just going to leave. Because my peace, as I've told everybody, is way more important than reading you your final rights or letting you know that you're a fucking idiot. And like, this is why your life is so bad and why your kids don't fuck with you and why nobody likes you and why your baby daddy number one and two won't see his kid. Like, this could really go in on you. Because as a Virgo, I'm built to do that to the point of where you will want to kill yourself. But I've learned that that's not who I want to be anymore. Like, don't think for a second I don't hear everything in detail that people tell me about themselves and can't just put that up there and pull it out when I want. I choose not to be that person anymore. You seem to enjoy it at this point, but in about 5 years, you're going to be tired of saying the same thing.
Well, not even the saying thing. So, like, okay, you did this, and what do you think I'm capable of? You cheated. Well, what do you think I'm capable of? And because that, you know, most people that cheat still act like you're their property almost. That, you know, they've marked you. So giving it back to them, and aside from verbally, a verbal whip, what's it called? Lash.
Lashing is,
yes. A tongue lash. just showing them, okay, you did this. Good for you. Here's what I can do.
But also, so the difference with our situations is mine didn't involve that. Yours did. So there's also different levels of disrespect. Mine was a verbal level of disrespect. Yours was not verbal. It was an actionary level of disrespect where you were like, how dare you? You know what I mean? So you, with your situation, you kind of got to read them their rights to let them know. And I understand that. With mine, it was like, you just are stupid. So I'm just going to go on about my business. Now, yours could still be stupidity as well. But because of the action, you now are encouraged mentally to be like, tell you something. You know what I mean? With me, with what I heard, it was just like, oh, you're just stupid.
Well,
I'm not going to sit here and try to explain things. I'm going about my business and going about my life as you should.
My whole thing was make it a permanent. I mean, this is a person that I have to see often. Make it a permanent, uncomfortable situation. Not just between her. For me, I don't give a shit. But with other people around.
I mean, I wouldn't need to have that benefactor. It just, once you let them know like what you're capable of and prove it to them, which you've already done throughout the situation, it kind of is like beating a dead horse. Like, now she's uncomfortable just to be around you, but like, if she's not smart enough to understand at the end of the day what she did and why I was wrong, what is the benefit of having the uncomfortability in that aspect?
Well, she's not
what she did being wrong. You know what I mean? So it's just like, it is what it is. Like, I don't need to do all that. I'm just going to move on about my business, as you should. And that's it. That's where I'm at.
It wasn't like, you know, talking shit to other people. It was more so with getting in with all the peers. The female peers.
I don't care. Like, once you
that's it, like the ladies, for the ladies, like the what he's saying as far as other female peers when they are in a circle and know kind of the dirt that's going on within that situation, like what does that do for y'all? Are they like, oh, well now he's available, or we know they're messy and maybe we should join in on the mess? Like what does that do for y'all?
Nothing.
Literally nothing.
Well, no, not. I'm not talking about like. All right, Jay, you know the two or three people that I'm referring to, all within the same school district.
The three that you have dealt with that are within the same vicinity.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us like the shit where we eat and don't.
I don't like like people around me being able to have my name in their mouth. So I wouldn't.
Well, that's the thing. I could walk away from it and be, you know, wash my hands and walk away from it. They're females. They could deal with it now.
No. That would do nothing for me.
I mean, I think with females, they all, like I said, they all lack accountability. They love to argue. So they're going to argue with each other. I'm going to take myself out of the situation.
I don't know if you're going to be able to remove yourself from the situation as long as you're around them. You know,
I mean, I can't. I just ignore it. I mean, it's happened already. I just ignore it.
Yeah, but you still. How long you have been in that school district for?
How long do I have to be there? Or how long?
How
have
many
I been
more
there?
Years you got in that school district?
Oh, dude, look, another, I don't know, 10 years.
Yeah, so that's 10 years of growing old with these women.
I'm sure there's going to be a lot more.
Until they start bringing their new husbands around, and then what if the new husbands act like you? What if they have Middle Eastern husbands who are like, who's that smuck that gave you the problem back in the day? And they're like, that guy over there. And then now you're fucking 45 having fist fights with other Middle Eastern men at the PTA meeting.
Nah.
You shack sure, where you ate.
I'm sure there'll be new kids moving into town.
Oh, there'll be drama with other mothers. So
exactly.
When it comes to like this cheating stupid stuff, like some people take it in their mind like everybody's gonna cheat, who cares? You know what I'm saying? I just want to go to work and do X, Y, and Z. Cool. Some people are like that, and some people are just like, cheating is a deal breaker for me. That's not something I'm gonna deal with. I'd rather be by myself.
That's literally me.
That's me.
so quick to cut anybody off. Like, once you do me dirty, that's it. There's no going back from that. You cheated on me, I'm out.
And I'm that's out. What it's supposed to be, because that's when people learn boundaries with people. When people say, oh, sometimes you have to kill assholes with kindness. No, you don't, because they never learn lessons.
Nope, they're going to keep doing
they're
it.
They're not going to learn yeah. to do what they did with the next person. Well, I'm the person that if I'm ever involved with you and you do some dick shit, I'm going to tell you how big dick could get.
Exactly.
And I'm going to move on. But you're always going to remember, oh, that one time that I did X, Y, and Z. Yeah, it's different with people because that happens. Or this was my experience. And it's not because I feel like I'm better than anybody, but I don't feel like people who get over on other people and get to be allowed to do so learn anything. I'm not going to help the next person by letting you get off.
I don't think it's something that can be learned. I think it'll, especially after a certain age, if they're already a parent, if they've been married before, if they've had a long-term relationship, I don't think it's something you can learn at some point, at one point in your life.
You're just going to be hard-headed, and that's fine.
I'm just saying, I mean, it's not even that I'm being hard-headed. I'm speaking on experience. Not
you, but I'm just saying people who feel like they can just do anything with anybody and move how they want to move.
Well, I mean, not even that. I mean, in their head, I don't think they actually see it. The same way, you know, you can think as someone who's West Indian. I think of as I, you know, I come from, you know, I'm Middle Eastern, so I think more Middle Eastern. There's no way I can get in your head. There's no way you can get in my head. It's the same thing with them. They literally, you can sit there and explain it to them left and right, and I don't even think they're playing stupid. I think they actually just don't get it.
That's, well, you think it's just like, that's their logic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
well, that's guaranteed is their logic. Like you said, some people just don't get it. So, and that was my whole purpose of why with my situation, I'm not going to sit there and read you your last rites. I'm just going to move the fuck on. Because you're not going to understand anyway. So what, like, the one thing you might get is, oh, that shit I did don't work with everybody.
Yeah.
The last thing I tried that with just walked the fuck out of my life and didn't even say nothing to me. That you will remember.
And that's...
But
that's,
other, trying to make you understand why what you did was wrong, I have no time for that.
Nah, you're I just stupid. Gave her a reason. I gave her a reason to be on meds, to go to a psychologist.
That's... Once again, ladies and gentlemen...
Dude, it's not... The very it's first not narcissism. It, when we it's did. Not. It's,
niggas are narcissists. No, Shan didn't believe it. I keep bringing it back so we can keep exposing
the narcissist. It's not narcissism. Back. It's just an eye for an eye. That's all.
Yeah.
Narcissist. Whoever wrote eye for an eye, it was a narcissist.
It's a justice system.
It's just a justice system. You hurt, you get hurt.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's karma for that. You don't have to do the... You don't have to do the hurting yourself.
I feel like I'm the grease to the karma. Let me help.
Listen, as much as I want to say I don't agree with that, I fully do.
It's not happening fast enough. Let me.
Yeah, sometimes you be like, the Lord be like, vengeance is mine. But like, let me help you out, Lord.
Yes.
Let me help you get your vengeance quicker.
Let me give you their address because you seem a bit lost.
Yeah, exactly. You're taking too long. Yeah. Let me help you get this vengeance.
Cheating is, but acceptable by some. I'll say that.
The last thing, when you try to leave a woman after, say, they cheated, whatever they did, it's hands down they fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
You can try to leave them cordially, and most, again, I'm not going to say all, most women cannot walk away cordially. It has to be a fight.
Oh yeah. Most are immature, even though when they're in the wrong.
Yeah, they. It just has to be a fight, and there's no reason for it.
Yeah, I always tell people like, "Yes, I broke up with such and such. What happened? Nothing. We just broke up."
So I tried it.
So, no, nothing. A lot of people feel like there has to be a problem, a roar, a chaos on a breakup. Not if you're two mature people. There are other reasons for you to break up with somebody other than it being something blatantly disrespectful and immature. And it's so sad to be in a society where you have grown people in their 30s, their 40s, their 50s, not able to separate, move the fuck on, and then not be that.
For me to walk away from something peacefully and not do a tongue lashing or give any type of anything in return, and for me to actually like give up like that, it's got to be bad. For me to just straight say, you know, cordially just walk away, like it's basically, in my head, this person is useless.
Wait, it couldn't also just be good? Like, the person's like, I understand. And then we were like, all right, good. I can go away peacefully.
Well, that's most women can't do that. Can't just walk away peacefully. Most women, you can. I told you with my situation, when I broke it off, I tried walking away peacefully. And, you know, I wasn't, I was like, listen, I can't do this anymore. And at first it was, it was a mixture of rationalizing what she did to putting down how I felt about the situation, to apologizing and saying that she's trying and to make this work, blah, 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 blah. Three things that are completely polar of each other. And when you sit there on the opposing end of that, you're like, and call them out on that, you know, how does this make sense with this and this? And you're contradicting yourself. Then it's like, you're making things difficult, you're an asshole, you're this, you're that, and the other thing.
I mean, I will agree with that, because with my, not the most recent, but my previous ex, I had to block her, because after the whole breakup, even when still trying to communicate slightly about, like, moving and stuff, the disrespect came back. And I was like, oh, if you just don't know how to talk to me, then I'll just block you. Mm-hmm. So I had to get to that point. So, yeah, you might be right. Like, some women don't know how to just cordially move on. You know, I'm not gonna sit here and say all of my relationships and like that, because they did. You know, I had some relationships that ended
amicably. No, but that comes back to masculinity. They have to have the last word.
Well, if the problem is too much masculine energy, which Shan knows that that was my issue with my most real relationship, too much masculine energy, that's gonna be an issue after it's over too. They're gonna start acting more like a man. You know what I mean? So,
how's a guy gonna respond to that? If another guy steps up to me and you know tries to emasculate me, you know, the reaction is, you know, we're probably gonna square up. If a chick does that verbally with me, walking away from something like that as a man it's almost not feasible, because guys have so many inner feelings about shit already that they, you know, women are like, talk to me, talk to me, talk to me. Guys don't talk about a lot of things. Nobody wants to talk about male mental health, but women want to be on this, that, and the other thing. Let me tell you how I feel about this then. And, you know, you do step back up and say what you got to say. And then, you know, as a guy, you're fucked up.
Also, no nut November.
Oh. Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Me.
My God. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I think we pretty much all established that cheating is unacceptable. It doesn't seem like anybody on the panel disagreed, which is great. Yeah. I was hoping nobody in here was like, yeah, it's a situation. Like, no, it just, you don't have to do it.
You just don't. Let it go.
I think what's misleading too is like when you listen to like old like R&B music, people begging, people saying next time, and I'm just like, what is the next time? What are we waiting for? And some people say, well, you know, you're supposed to have a certain level of forgiveness. What you call forgiveness, I call stupidity. What you call grace, I call you don't have any boundaries.
Yeah. F all that grace stuff.
Yeah, a lot of people will say, well, that you can say that now because you're single, but in a marriage, there are more important things than cheating. No, because
our relationship, nope, that's it. You stay there.
It, to me, it's not the just the act of it. It's the audacity that you did something with the risk of these possibilities, and you didn't give a fuck. And there's so much planning that goes into a cheat. So now I have to rethink, do you have the integrity to be on my life insurance? Do you have the integrity to be on my mortgage? Do you have the integrity that if I was paralyzed, would you do right by my children? Will I trust you to make my food tonight? No! So what am I holding on to? There's a level of mental peace I need for who I deal with or who is around my family. And if I can't have that with you, I'm not going to tiptoe around it. There's no therapy that's going to convince me to give this a try. Let's stop playing because we know who I am. Some people are just like, you know, it was at one time they just had to grow up. We worked past it. And my horror is an anniversary, a Valentine's Day post, or a Mother's Day post, and a man starts it off with, we've been through so much, aka, I dragged this bitch, and she's still here with me. Will never happen! Will never happen! You're not going to embarrass me. I'm good. I'm good. What did Snoop Dogg do the other day with his wife? Give her 3 rings? She was not impressed. You had a whole baby on this woman.
I mean, she knew who she was married to.
Yes, but again, she is not a victim, but she is still not impressed. There's no level of impressed that she could be. She's just in this thing that she's been in for so long.
Yeah. Rolling Stone was nigga, that first album was called After a Sex Position.
That is not a relationship I would want, but some women are just like, hey, I have these kids. I have this life. It is what it is. Nah, I can't do it.
Never.
Neither can I. I never said. I'm not one to say to hold a secret of cheating, though.
What do you mean? If you did it or if somebody else did it?
If I did it.
Oh yeah, I talk too much. I'm gonna tell you straight up.
Me too. Me too.
And then I
say it up front, and I'm just kind of like, yeah, I did it. I mean, I can't, I don't say I'm sorry per se, because I knowingly made that decision.
And so I respect you for that.
So I'm not going to say sorry.
Because you're not sorry.
Yeah, exactly. So it pisses me off when somebody says they are sorry for something like that. Because I'm like, yeah, I did it. And it almost sounds like I'm being a prick, but I'm not. I'm not trying to be
ownership. But at the same time, when people try to apologize, what do you want to apology? I take it as disrespect. Why the fuck do you think that's something you could apologize for? And for me, also, when a man tells me like his boundaries and I ever cross them and he's just like, we don't need to talk or this is done with, I respect them more for it. But if you tell me your boundaries and you let me cross them and you stick around, you have now become my bitch. There's no respect here. And so it's not going to be a win-win if I stick around and disrespect you either, because I'm not going to see you as the man you're supposed to be in order for me to carry out a level of respect, because I need a man to have a boundary with me. Some women, sorry, but are trained by the men in their life from when they were little girls, preteens, teenagers, young women, all through their 20s to get a yes no matter what they did, to get an okay no matter what they did, to never be told you are doing this incorrect, you are wrong, and then they get into these relationships with men who are not related to them, and they just like, well, hi, I'm about to call you out on your shit so you could be better, and they're just like, you're a dickhead, you're an asshole. My dad says there's nothing wrong with how I do shit. My brothers never find nothing wrong with how I do shit. Well, I'm sorry.
Problem is, I'm not your dad. I'm not your brother.
I think that comes from a lack of masculine energy growing up.
I think like
women without fathers or women who don't have brothers, who don't have that masculine energy. Most women and guys who are raised by women, the success rate for a woman raising children, to excel is actually lower than a single father raising children. So I think that type of behavior is usually depicted from women who don't have a father around.
No, I've seen it mm-hmm. with two parents married for years.
I said usually. No, I said usually.
Okay.
To the point where I actually listen. What is Jay? What does my Facebook dating say? What's my bio?
6 foot Persian dead. That's it.
We cannot go by that. Women are weak.
So yeah, that's what they go by.
I had to add an extra line on there. Please make sure you grew up with a father figure.
Listen, and that's what I did on my most recent profile. I was like, if you didn't have two parent household and or any healthy male figures in your life, do not match with me.
Also,
because I know exactly what that brings along. I know
no exactly mental health medication. No yeah. mental health.
I know it's good. Yo, if you have not one healthy male figure in your life after all these years, you're going to be the most masculine motherfucker I ever came across. And you're going to have all kinds of trauma and nonsense going on with you, and we're going to be arguing all the time. You're never going to take accountability. Like, I don't, I'm good. Because you don't understand the value of a man, period. So if you don't understand the value of a man, why would I date you? And there was never any where you like, oh, I know what a man could do for me that would be good, or what a good man would treat me like, or what he would do. If you didn't have that experience, then there's no need for me to try and date you, because I'm definitely not going to treat you. Yeah, teach you about that.
Some women have had an illusion of that experience.
I don't think they've had the illusion. They know that men are good for something, and most of them think it's just for reproduction and paying bills.
It sounds like they grew up in an illusion.
That is, yeah.
But then again, it's kind of like, well, what generation was your father? Because the generation my father was in was, I'm a man because I make money, I pay these bills, and I come home.
The generation before Miss Independent?
that is about it. Me respecting you doesn't make me a man. Me having integrity doesn't make you me a man. Me interacting with these kids doesn't make me a man. I'm a man before that. That's women shit. And so he wasn't the best example either, but he was a great example of what I didn't want. So you have to grow and unlearn, and you have to be wise enough to know you need to unlearn some shit. But good luck to the people who give chances. I don't know what that is. that is against my religion.
Yep.
Can't afford it, can't do it.
As it should be. You know them damn chances. If you're gonna cheat, move the fuck on. Break up with whoever it is. Go on and do your business. Don't sit there fucking wasting somebody's time and sneaking around their back and all that. Because karma will come get you.
Just be single.
Trust me, it's gonna get you. Yeah, just be single. It's so easy to be single out here. It ain't hard. It's easy to be single, man. You ain't gotta answer nobody. As long as you know, if you're broke, you were broke when you're single, you're broke in a relationship. You know what I mean? Like, what's the difference?
Right? Enjoy your chilies for one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Go on vacation and hope you got the woman that looks like a woman that's not a man. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy yourself.
Listen, I've been telling Jada, let's go to Colombia for like the last 2 years.
Listen, Colombia right now, I don't know, man. As long as we got this wild president doing what he's doing, I don't want to get banned from the country, because they'll probably assume we're Colombian when we try to come back.
We learned about him and his bubba today.
I heard about other shit going on.
What?
Yeah, them new files that came out. Like he
a beautiful bill is something else.
Yeah, that beautiful Bill Clinton. We'll find out. We'll see. That'd be very embarrassing for him to have all this be playing for the other team.
Oh my God.
That'd be crazy. Especially that guy. We'll see. But I think we all agree. Yeah. You know, we know what it is. Unacceptable. To all you people who claim you're so loyal, you're not. You know, and you can let people disrespect you on the highest level by remaining with them after they've cheated on you numerous times.
Yeah.
That's it. Plain and simple.
Thank y'all.
Any final statements?
I ain't got no statements. I said
be single if you're going to cheat. That's what it is.
Just
let it go. Just whatever. Clearly, you don't want to be in a relationship that bad if you feel the need to go outside of it. So just be single if you're going to cheat.
You can always cheat in Monopoly and Uno.
Exactly.
I'm not going to hold it against you.
There you go.
Thanks.
Nice and easy.
Play it, y'all.
Now, the next subject matter is trying to figure out why women don't take disrespect seriously. That's right, Shan.
It's lack of respect. Only if it's coming from other women.
Women don't take disrespect seriously because they lack respect.
Good night, y'all.
Thanks for coming out. Get y'all on the flip side.
Yeah. Bye, guys.